I'm Brian Earle, and I'm in studio with David Wallace. He's on the board of the Utah Native Plant Society and is with Cache Hikers. And this week for Take a Hike, we're going to talk about yellow flax. Now, David, for me, flax brings to mind this a shrub of a flower. It gets a couple of feet high, and it's blue, and I see it along the roads. It's really drought tolerant. This is a yellow flax, and it doesn't look like it's quite as big, but it looks like a flax.
Yes, it is a true flax. The blue flax you mentioned is Lynham Lewisi. That's named after the Lewis and Clark expedition. And this one is called Lynham Kingii, named after another explorer named King. They're both members of the genus Lynham, which means linen. I'll say that's the root of the word linen. You've heard of linseed oil and linoleum. Those are all products made from the flax plant, as well as, of course, the linen cloth. This yellow flax is one that only grows in our higher mountains. It's one that I've been able to enjoy for a few years. In fact, I recently opened up a plant guidebook I had on my bookshelf that I hadn't opened for many years, and there was a pressed flower of our yellow flax there in the middle. It was kind of an interesting find because I'd forgotten all about it. Anyway, this yellow flax, once again, it's a high mountain plant. It's not nearly as tall as the blue one that you remember. It's only about 6 inches or so. But the good thing is it grows right along the trail if you're hiking from Tony Grove towards Mount Naomi.
And it is a true yellow.
It is, a true yellow.
Do you see a lot of it together? Is it going to be up against the rocks? I'm assuming because blue flax like to have good drainage, this is going to be in an area that wants really good drainage.
Yeah, well, you'll actually see some of the blue flax as you approach.
Okay.
But this plant is found in the drier, rockier areas along the trail. You can find it growing right against rocks, and usually when you find it, there's more around. So just keep your eyes open. Maybe the first 3/4 of a mile as you're hiking up towards the peak.
You start off at Tony Grove Lake, Logan Canyon, and you're going to take the right trail out of the three. And then how far along the trail do you go before it splits off to the Mount Naomi?
Okay, we've talked about how to get to Tony Grove Lake before. The trail starts at the west end of the Tony Grove parking lot. Park there and pay your $6 fee. When you start at the trail, head to the north for about a quarter mile. This is the trail that goes to White Pine Lake and Naomi Peak, Mount Naomi. There'll be a fork in the trail at this point after about a quarter mile, and you'll take the left-hand fork heading toward the west.
And there's a sign.
There's a sign
that says
there.
Naomi Peak.
Yep.
So
the trail is well-defined and fairly heavily used, so there will be no problem with that.
And Naomi Peak is the tallest peak?
It's the tallest
peak.
Cache
County?
Yes, the tallest peak in the Bear River Range. It's 9,800 feet, I believe. That sounds short for our people from Salt Lake City, but it's pretty tall for us up here. If you were to go all the way to the peak, it'd be a decent climb. You start around 8,100 feet at the lake and then end up there at 98 at the peak. It's actually not only a well-maintained trail, but a well-known trail. It's on the National Register. Its full name of the trail is the Mount Naomi Peak National Recreation Trail, or NRT.
And how long would you give for this hike? I know I ask every week, and it depends on how much you stop and look, but if you were just walking at a gentle pace.
Oh, I'd say 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, so plan on at least.
If you're going all the way to the peak, because it's about 3.5 miles each way, so you're talking about a 7-mile trip, and most of us hike around 1.5 miles per hour. So give yourself some extra time.
And always remember to take extra water. It's like every hike I've been on, even if I'm in the top of the mountains, take that extra water.
Yes, it's always a good idea to do that. On this trail, you are likely to find some water. There's a place where water is usually found. And if you're earlier in the year, you can find snow on the top. But for now, it's fairly dry.
And what else will we see along the trail? I notice you've got listed here the quartzite stairs north of Tony Grove.
Let's go back to the fork in the trail where you head towards Mount Naomi from White Pine. After about 1/2 mile from there, you'll come to an open, rocky area. And on your left, if you look back towards Tony Grove, you'll see some quartzite stairs. It's really kind of interesting. They're called the stairs. If you were to go to Wikipedia and look up quartzite, you'll see that exact picture of the stairs.
Oh, okay.
is an excellent example of that rock formation. And also in that same area, in fact, before you get to where you see the stairs, you're likely to find the yellow flax. And then growing with it are some other plants. I thought I'd mention this one especially because at first glance it looks similar. About the same height and the same color as our yellow flax would be our stone crop. Stone crop is a sedum. It's sedums are common plants of rock gardens, for example. This is a wild one called Sedum debili. This stone crop is maybe 6 inches tall and about the same height as the flax. And like I say, growing similar locations. And at first glance, you might not notice that it's two different species.
David, thank you very much. So we've been talking about yellow flax available along the Mount Naomi Trail that takes off from the White Pine Trail, which takes off from Tony Grove. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Take a Hike. David Wallace is on the board of Utah Native Plant Society and with the Cache Hikers.